Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our guy Will, shout out Will for pulling up the other day. He says Messi and Ronaldo are even, if not more, famous worldwide than Michael Jordan. Then he also says such an American thing to just completely discount European soccer stars. I'll say this about those two. You're talking about today, and I don't know how old Will is, but those guys, Ronaldo, Messi, they come to America and they get mobbed. They're unbelievable stars, like iconic stars. They come to America, they get mobbed, everything changes. Michael Jordan was going to Europe and China with no internet and getting mobbed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to say those guys aren't more popular, you know, today, but it was a different ball game. Like, the world is a lot smaller nowadays as far as being able to follow a Messi, know who he is, all this other stuff. It's a lot smaller. At that point in time, Europe was a trillion miles away, it felt like. And when Michael Jordan stepped on that European soil, everybody knew who he was. Everybody wanted to see him or whatever. There wasn't no Twitter. There wasn't no Instagram, none of that stuff. You had to work. You had to be up at 1 a.m. as a kid probably to see one Michael Jordan game a month over there, and they did it. So it's different. That's all I'm saying.
Can I point out one other thing from our brother, Will? I live in America. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what, like, right. I don't know about European, like, soccer stars. I don't know. Who's the biggest soccer star like ever?
Messi.
That would be
he's the biggest. That means because so Messi's still he's the biggest soccer star now.
Yeah.
And ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, once again, no conversation. Well, you should call in sometime. But he said you don't think Messi and Ronaldo. I just said they're getting mobbed when they come to America.
See, I would know who both of them are.
Yeah, I would too. They're getting mobbed. But what I'm expressing to Will is they're doing that in an age where everybody has seen them their entire career all over the world. Mm-hmm. And when I mean seen them, been able to watch every game, been able to follow them on social media, follow their every move. Will says he's 34, so it's a little different. Back in 92, you didn't have no cell phone. If you weren't in front of your television, how the hell were you going to damn near even know what Michael Jordan looked like?
Yeah.
You know right. what I mean? You had to work. You had to grind. And it was a phenomenon. I'm just telling you, I'll put the marker maybe at 35. 35 and younger, man, that Jordan time was, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
That and I've seen it every time since. I've seen LeBron. I've seen Kobe and all this other stuff. I ain't never seen nothing like Mike. Mike transcended sports. Mike was not a sports star. Mike was a cultural icon on the level of Michael Jackson. Yeah. And that's who Michael Jordan was. A little notch below Michael Jackson.
But you're probably fainting around him either.
Right.
Jason Anderson. Evan Sittery.
I think it's
Forbes, right?
Yeah. That boy be working.
Well,
he be working.
He does.
That take a lot of effort to tweet that much.
He does. And he was reading Jason Anderson's article, and he said the Kings have no interest in trading Keegan Murray or Keon Ellis, who are both generating strong interest around the NBA per Jason Anderson, or it's actually Jay Anderson, SACB. Of course, that's our very own Jason Anderson. Sacramento's two primary young building blocks are staying put. Jason Anderson quote tweeted and said,
"Hold on, player.
Just want to make one thing clear. My story says the Kings, and I quote, would be reluctant to part with either player," end quote. To my knowledge, no one is completely off limits. That's from our man Jason Anderson right there. Speculation is abound here with trades happening. Of course, one happened today with CJ McCollum, the New Orleans Pelicans, Jordan Poole, the Washington Wizards. Those two are switching places with some other ones. Of course, this comes on the heels of last night's deal that sent in Drew Holiday to the Portland Trailblazers. Some stuff from The Athletic here. You guys were on top of this one. It sure sounds like Drew's staying in Portland, and this isn't a part of something else. Anthony Simons headed to Boston. Jesse, our resident Boston Celtics consultant, loves the deal. I think it makes perfect sense with the loss of Jason Tatum next year. And we're off and running, man. The draft is 26 hours away, or coverage of the draft begins in about 26 hours.
Yeah. And
not for the Kings, though.
They're about to say
they don't have anything to do tomorrow.
Well,
you know,
they keep telling people they're getting first round.
Well, they told us OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam also. But hey, at least we got Kevin Huerter, right?
Oh, man.
Right, guys? Because that's why we're not picking tomorrow, is because Kevin. Guys? No? Mm-hmm. All right.
Bueller?
Good reference. Have you seen that movie?
Once when I was young. I got to watch it again.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's a classic. It's a classic.
It is a classic. Bueller.
Bueller. They shouldn't have nobody off limits. And I like
Keon. No, you're right. Yeah.
I like Keon. Yeah. I want those guys here. But the state of my franchise should not, or excuse me, the fate of my franchise shouldn't hinge on, I don't want to give up Keon Murray or Keon Ellis. Shouldn't. So that's, to me, that's untouchable. And Jason set the record straight. I didn't say that. I didn't say all that. So they'd be reluctant. What? I didn't say all that.
Jason Anderson now knows how we feel. Anytime we go on 95.7 and the old ... tweet hits during our appearance. Hang on, y'all.
He said, I ain't say all that. Mm-mm. But if I think it feels like there would be moves that you can make that could bolster that roster and get you, you know, a player that you're desiring without having to dip into the Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis pot. There's players before you get there that, you know, players, draft picks before you get there that you could get, you know. I'm just throwing out the name. I'm not saying there, but Trae Young. Like, you shouldn't need to move Keon and Keegan to get a Trae Young type player. Or when Drew Holiday was available, shouldn't need to move those two. There's draft picks. There's DeRozan. There's Malik Monk, even though I don't want that to happen. Matter of fact, while we're here, I want to reiterate, I do not want Malik Monk to go anywhere.
Feels like a
I would be
idea.
Upset if Malik Monk left. And he's been, you know, a lot of people are talking about trading him and all this other stuff. And I understand how it would potentially be part of getting the Kings better or whatever. But I'm telling you right now, this is a purely emotional, personal want here. I don't want Malik Monk not being a King. That's Malik Monk.
Oh, it is.
Come on, man. I ain't saying he's off limits. Hold on, play. I ain't say all that. But I don't want.
What's the idea behind moving Malik? Like, what are you expecting to get back? Like, what is the plan? I've seen Malik thrown around a lot, but I just don't.
To me,
I don't like it.
To me, it would have to be for like a bigger fish. Like, I keep bringing his name up. I apologize. But it would have to be for a Trae Young type.
It was like you trade Malik for a separate deal to bring in a bigger player?
Yeah, Scott, I don't know why he keeps bringing Trae up. No, we've got the message. You don't like him. Like, I don't know why. He can't let it go.
And to tell him, stop bringing it up.
Stop calling me about this and call him. You just gonna keep
bringing go get him. Go get him, Scott. Damn it. Go get him. I said Jordan Poole for a second. Well, they didn't listen to me there.
If DeMar is in fact gone, and I was thinking, I'm kind of with Jesse, and I guess with you as well. If again we keep operating under the idea DeMar is gone, or will be gone, it doesn't make sense to me to trade Malik too.
Well, I don't think you're like in a straight up trade. You're getting a player as good as Malik or better than Malik, and like I'm cool off of. I don't think you're getting a first round pick from Malik. Like I don't know. I don't think you're getting a first round pick from Malik, trading him.
It doesn't.
Unless Kenny said like there's a separate move or bigger move or something like that to be made.
Well, it has to be for a star. Yeah. It has to be for a guy.
Somebody that at least I feel is clearly better than Malik Monk.
And you mean like a straight up deal?
Part of a deal.
You know, the same deal, multiple players, something like that. Or
he only makes like $18 million, so it's like that kind of limits the kind of player you can get there, unless you're adding something to Malik and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want Malik Monk necessarily going anywhere. I want him to stay here in Sacramento.
Manny's got a good point right here too.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Malik Monk is like he plays for Sacramento. He's not just like a king guy on the Kings. Like he plays for the Sacramento for a team that needs to build up their culture again. I guess like you want to keep a guy like that around.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like I said, there is a limit to that. There is a
Of course. Like someone better is there, but yeah, you do that. But I mean, I'm cool off of trading for someone that the same as him or a first round pick. I guess. Which I don't think you're getting from Malik. I guess.
Let me ask you guys a question. This is going to be a tough question too. If I won't say the Hawks. I'll just say a team with a good player on there. And they say, yo.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, can you just call him? Oh, you going to DM him? Yeah, DM. Okay. That's cool.
No, it's fine. Hey, similar namesake to Mae Young.
Check your DM.
Oh, if a team was like, yo, we can get this deal done, but you got to give us Keon or Malik Monk. Give us one of those. Which one you choose?
For a star player?
Yeah.
Oh, which one am I choosing?
Yeah.
Is the player a scorer?
Yeah.
Does the player wear, hold on, what number does Trae Young wear for the Hawks?
A one.
Yeah.
I get the gimmick.
Who's cheaper the next
if it's Trey, if we're talking about Trey, it's Malik.
See,
because Keon is very different, and you're going to need that. I feel like you're going to, if you go acquire that. If it had been look, it's not. If it had been Jordan Poole, if it had been Jordan Poole, like to me, the answer is Keon.
See, yeah, I don't know.
He's different. You got to have someone who's different.
I would just hand the phone to B.J. Armstrong because I can't be making this choice here.
But see, here's the thing.
Because I'm too emotionally
attached. But here's the thing. Scott's not. Scott Perry's not attached. He just got here. He ain't attached to none of these guys. And so, you know, the pizza guy. So what the hell is a pizza guy? Like all of, and again.
I stayed because of the pizza.
I'm not,
shout out to the pizza guys. I met those brothers the other day.
Yeah. I love Malik and I don't want him to be traded unless it makes a whole lot of sense for this team. Mm-hmm. And there's probably very, very few deals. We are talking the level of, we're talking a dynamic score. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. And I don't think that's truly something that the Kings can go acquire this offseason. But we talk about roster balance. You got to have someone like Keon to do some of that stuff on the defensive end.
They would ask me. They would say, look, we can make this deal, but I need Malik or I need Keon. And I would say, y'all don't like Devin Carter?
Coming up, Kenny Caraway will explain to us why he hates Devin Carter so much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those just tuning in, Trista Craig can't be with us today. Trista, someone died on Trista's flight.
Whoa.
Swear.
Like right in front of her. Yeah, and she's like texting me what's going on. She was like, I want to get home. Like, this is, I've never experienced anything like this. So, yeah, she's going through it. I'm going to check on her right now and see where she's at. But, yeah.
That's awful.
TK going through it. That's why she's not with us. She texts me, hey, I don't think I'm going to miss you guys today. I was like, oh, like, no problem. Like, you okay? And it turns out, no. Jesus. And she laid out why. So, we'll check on her in a bit, but... we'll come back. Tyrese posted to social media yesterday and he said what we all thought he would say. Jesse asked the question. Jesse's up to no good. He's really feeling great. you're really feeling good after the Anthony Simons deal. And he's trying to unload Kristaps Porzingis. We'll talk about that from a variety of different standpoints when Dylan and Casey return here on ESPN 1320.
I had to ask if someone was smoking in the building.
Yeah, I smelled something early, too. I was like, we on fire?
Nah, so there's some, I guess there was, look outside. You could, now that it was pointed out to me, like, you could see it. I guess there was, a controlled burn. Andy was telling me, but Andy sometimes doesn't talk quick enough for me to hear out the whole story. But apparently there was some type of controlled burn that maybe got, a little out of hand. He said it's pretty far, yeah. And I was like... I was like, man, I know I'm like, because as we were doing the show, I was like, I smells like cigarette smoke. Mm-hmm. And I started wondering, did Kyle take up smoking cigarettes? Like, is this the mic? Hey, like, what is happening? Then I go out to the bathroom. It's really bad when you exit the suite. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, is something why does it smell like smoke in here? Mm-hmm. And one, the ventilation in the building, I guess, is bad. But yeah, there's something going on outside. And now that they pointed out, you can see it. It is nasty out there.
I can't even see the mountains over there.
That is terrible. Yeah, it smells awful in this building. Dreadful.
Mentioning two, I got two things, man. Because one thing, I specifically waited until we got back on air. I'm gonna get to that in a second. But the other thing, I was just telling the Chatty House how pissed off I get when. Services that I signed up for with my card, automatically take their monthly subscription out. I get the email. I'd be so upset. Even yep. though I signed up for it, I know what I. It just pisses me off. But here's what I saw, man. And like, oh man, we got to investigate this again. From now, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. At Chris Davis Report.
I saw that.
Breaking.
TC's alias, I think.
Sacramento Kings and Toronto Raptors are engaged in discussing involving the number 9 pick in the Raptors forward, RJ Barrett, per league sources. Now,
can I point one thing out real quick before you continue? That tweet was posted because I looked. I don't know how. Oh, someone tagged us in it. That tweet was posted 19 minutes before TC called.
That's all I'm asking for. I'm not even talking about the validity of the report.
No,
I don't care.
Wait,
I don't believe it.
Hold on,
I just
TC,
wanted to
I
know,
swear.
When did TC call?
No.
It was 19 minutes
See,
after that tweet went up.
That's all I brought that up
Someone
for.
Someone tagged us in it. Like when I don't know if it was right. It was either right after TC wrapped up or somewhere in that vicinity. And I looked and I was like, wait, when was this posted? 19 minutes ago. All right, man.
So are we believing TC took another trade?
Yeah. And like I said, I don't even know if the guy's a good source. That's not even my issue. It's just he did it again.
TC, like, take the day off tomorrow. Take the day off tomorrow.
No. I want TC to call again with a trade. Then we can look it up to try to figure out where he got it
it's
from.
It's like a scavenger hunt. We got to go find the
Okay, yeah. We'll play tomorrow. Who can find the trade first?
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, yeah, Chatty House, you can play as well. You got to find the source, the who tweeted it, and the parameters of the tweet as well.
It's like National Treasure or something. Yeah, okay. We're on to something. Who can find TC stolen trade? When they said he got one from Reddit, that was hilarious. Then when he actually stole one from the insiders.
The Will Z one was nasty work. The Will Z one was wow.
That was like Kenny's thing a second ago, or who was I having a conversation with? TC was like, why does this trade sound familiar? Oh, I was just reading Will Z's article.
TC reading off Will Z's trade right to him on the show.
Man.
Oh, man. Shout out to Amazing. TC, man. Shout out TC.
That's well, hey, mind. If nothing else, TC stay on top of all of these trades.
He does.
Mm-hmm. He stay on top of all of these trades.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The Chatty House and Twitter and King's Twitter.
Oh, boy.
I tweeted something out last night. Should I mention it?
Well, let me unblock you real quick. Go ahead.
You should, by the way. And also, I got to shame on some people, by the way.
What you say? What's up?
Well, just you can say what you got to say because it'll tie in.
Well, I don't even know if you would know this one. That's why I'm going to ask Dame. Should I?
Is this the Winhurst tweet?
Yeah.
I think James was talking about this as more.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Sure. I'm just trying to make sure. So.
I did think of this earlier, like, hey, should we not say this out loud? But no. What are they going to do, be mad at us? What are we not going to be able to have players on the show anymore?
So the email I got, being a member of the media, was for like a media watch party for the draft tomorrow for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
And it was like, we need your RSVP by this afternoon or something like that. And that's where the Winhorse thing comes in because tomorrow is the first round and the first round only. Kings, as of now, do not have a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they asking us to come down to the arena for no pick?
For those listening on the radio, Casey keeps pointing his fingers in the air.
And people who were kids, that's what it was. It was just interesting. It doesn't say definitively one thing or the other, but they could just be being prepared just in case something happens.
Scott Perry's obviously talking to people around the league and stuff like that. Maybe it's just getting people in the building just in case something does happen that day.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, they got to talk to someone, right?
And now it's
well, no,
this.
They don't have to. Well, I get. Oh, you mean if something happens?
Yeah,
right?
Like
I guess
you do,
if something happens.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like
at least have people on alert.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying something is going to or whatever, but, like, I'm sure they're working the phones and just in case. I wouldn't say, like, they have something done right now or anything like that.
Right.
I don't think that's what it is.
But I saw the email. I said, why do they want us down there?
By the way,
I'm going to go in tomorrow.
Shame on any.
Sit down there and watch the draft with Sean Cunningham? Like, I love Sean, but it.
Shame on anyone who thought Kenny was talking about sources from an email. Like, Kenny got some information through an email.
No. Look, you guys, we talked about this on Friday. For the most part, maybe, you know, breaking a news story here and there. I'm not going to never say never, but for the most part, I'm a secret keeper. I don't.
To held on to Mo Harkless for half of the summer.
Yeah. Well, my cousin held on to that one. So why didn't you tell me this?
Was it Mo or Trevor Ariza?
Well, Ariza was before the show started. Mo was during the show.
Oh, okay.
I was like, why did you touch this? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, is this valuable to you?
You have a show?
Could you have used this information?
But yeah, maybe I'll drop hints here and there, but I ain't really. Oh, guess what I heard? I'm going to tell you guys.
Well, that's why you got to come out to
1:30.
That's why you got to come out to the Sky River show. We'll tell you everything.
We'll tell you everything.
Get the bottle of wine open. We'll tell you everything.
How disappointed are we if we go the whole day tomorrow, do the first round of the draft, it's over and nothing happens?
Not.
At all?
I'm absolutely not expecting anything, not even as far as making a draft pick
or anything like. But like, no trade has happened. Like, we've gone through, just teams have made their selections in the first round. Just no trade from the Kings. Nothing. We don't care.
No,
you don't care. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just not expecting them to draft tomorrow.
I'm not either. But that doesn't make me any less disappointed.
I hear you.
I want this team to be aggressive. They may not be on that. They may be slow and steady, and that, what's, like I said earlier, that's cool too. Like, if that, whatever gets them to being a successful team, I don't really care about the path. It don't have to be the same way that I think it should happen or whatever, as long as the end result is what I want it to be. But I want things to happen. Like, let's go get some of these guys. Let's make moves. You want to shake up this roster? Shake up this roster. Let's go.
Another thing too is, like,
I'm with you.
The Trae Young stuff was out there, and then that kind of died down and all that stuff. And then Drew Holiday's a trailblazer now. So
it wasn't me this time. I promise you. It wasn't me, Scott. Yeah. No, it wasn't me. That was Jesse. That was Jesse. Thanks, bro.
Like, just
Thanks.
Who's going to play point guard for this team?
To be clear, Scott Perry has never called either one of us.
Facts.
Just to be clear, he has not called either one of us. He's talked to everybody else, but not us.
I wonder what they have in mind for their point guard. It's going to be this season.
I don't know,
like,
man.
Drew's not an option anymore. Wasn't a fan of that either, but it's just now that someone else you cross off the list.
Okay. Let's do that then. Let's go with they get into the first round. Drew appears to be. That move has been made. Mm-hmm. Whether it was ever an option or not, I don't know. The CJ has been made. What direction would you go if the Sacramento Kings did get into the first round? And I don't want to ask a player, because they could get in at, what was Toronto, 9? They could get in at 20. I'm not asking you to pick a player, but ideally, if you could pick a position and they get into that first round, what position would it be?
Best player available, to be honest.
But what if that's a 2-guard?
More work to do for Scott Perry.
Oh.
Yeah, if that's a 2-guard... So, if you go best player available, and it's a 2-guard, I would, if I'm going to make that selection for a 2-guard, I'm starting to work the phones to see if there's something I can do to get off of one of my 2-guards.
Yeah, like you're also
to clear room
before. Well, there goes Malik. Wow, after all of that,
that's the thing too. Like, you're not drafting a guy and be like, oh wow, we have 4 point guards on the team. What do we do now? Like, you, if you draft, like, whoever you're bringing in needs to have a role. Well, not just Phoenix.
No, Kings at 1.2. But does that? I feel you.
I think you're right. Sense? Yeah,
like how I look at it, like, best player available. But if that best player is a shooting guard, I'm already starting to have internal conversations about which 2-guard can we get out of here so we can bring this guy in.
Yeah, like, you have a role and, like, expect him to have not necessarily an impact, but just more so he's got a role in something they can lean on, not Devin Carter, where we drafted a guard.
Well,
it's like, all right, we'll see where you fit in, kid.
That's the importance of the conversation Scott Perry is having right now. because they have to, yo, what direction can we go with these two guards or whatever to land? If we wind up going this direction in the draft, we still have to have a point guard. Mm-hmm. If we wind up going this direction in the draft, we need to find someone who could work that 3-4 position. You know, if we go this, like, there's so much groundwork I feel like has to be laid leading into the draft. Whether you're attempting to acquire a pick the way the Sacramento Kings are, or you're just drafting in your spot. Yeah. Like, you have to have had conversations with a variety of different teams about potential moves that could be ahead of you. You might even have to have moves in place if things fall your way. The Sacramento Kings did get into the draft. Let's say 2 hours from now, 4:30, that would check out. 2 hours from now, a trade gets announced. The Sacramento Kings have gone into the draft. That front office immediately needs to start working out. Like, okay, we've got a draft board. We know what we're looking at. We have some ideas here. But if it's this player, we're going to have to make some changes here. Mm-hmm. If it's this player, we've got to make some changes here. We need to work the phones on that stuff right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and like you just kind of mentioned, that's the dance that they're going to have to do with some of the deficiencies that's on that roster. Or, you know, you got too many shooting guards and you got no small forwards. So, like, how do you make up for that? How do you prepare for that if you're able to get into the draft? And to Jesse's point, too, how are you – the question you asked as well, like, how are you going to approach the draft with that? Are you – we're assuming and we're saying we would do best player available. Maybe they'd go get in the draft just to get need. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, we're back into the draft because we got to get a small forward. Maybe that might be the case.
You guys got an ideal scenario for tomorrow? Something you'd like to see happen?
I don't think they're drafting tomorrow. I haven't even tried to create a scenario. I don't think they're drafting tomorrow.
From the rumors we've heard and stuff, like, I wouldn't hate if you traded them to the top 10. That's the one.
So you're looking at that Raptors pick then?
Raptors or there was the Pelicans. Yeah, Pelicans went. Like, CJ's not there anymore.
The Pelicans so
Deontay
didn't
Murray would have
move,
to be the money to make up. But
the Pelicans didn't move anything today, right?
In the draft-wise, no. But they moved a lot of money. They moved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and here's an interesting thing about the Pelicans is they moved a lot of money. They get Jordan Poole in there. Unless they trade DeJounte Murray, I'm not sure like what you would be trying to get if you were New Orleans at 7.
Yeah, wouldn't you really have like a 6'10 center or something?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
All NBA?
Wouldn't you?
What do you want that pick for?
But
is that how you get it? The 7?
That's how it's been rumored. So. That's
now
been
the killer is the money. CJ was supposed to be a part of that.
Right.
Well,
right,
Deontay right, Murray right, was right, also right. thrown out there.
DeJounte in the 7. DeJounte coming off a torn Achilles in the 7.
Less about DeJounte, more about Herb in the 7.
I don't know that I love the
That so Jesse asked that question.
Is that the
would
only
be
way
idea.
It works? Like, you want Domas and Zion next to each other?
I don't want any for the Pelicans.
Not you, yeah. But like, why would?
If that's an option, then
it's Joe Dumars, right? Why would Joe Dumars want Domas next to?
Because Scott Perry's his boy,
best friends.
We was in best the trenches friend? Together, big dog. We was in the trenches.
Were they?
They won a title.
To be honest, how much longer are you looking to hold on to Zion too?
Well, that's what they need to be doing.
That's a whole different conversation.
Maybe you bring in Sabonis or whatever, and it's like, all right, now we can start moving towards this next phase where it's like, who's ready to trade for Zion Williamson?
I mean,
Zion's got all the talent in the world, but dude's just immaturity off the court.
This seems like an awful lot. They wouldn't do this. They would not do this. But DeJounte and Herb for Sabonis works financially.
One more time.
DeJounte Murray, excuse me, and Herb Jones.
As long as it's on the air, it's fine.
DeJounte Murray and Herb Jones for Domantas Sabonis works. They wouldn't do that. That's not enough if I'm New Orleans. I might need another player or something, but that's not enough. Let me see if it still works. If, like, I'm not trying to move this guy, but if Devin Carter's involved, does it still work?
Just find a way to work Devin Carter that does into this work. Deal. Great. Great. We did it. We did it, Joe. Dumars. We did it.
That works. So Domantas Sabonis, Devin Carter to New Orleans for DeJounte Murray, Herb Jones, and the 7.
Good work.
And one of the things I would say about that is, hey, we're taking DeJounte off an Achilles. Who knows if he's even going to be ready to go?
Yeah, if I had it my way, it'd be that. Like, the Raptors pick is cool, but if you could get some like Herb in the 7, that's a great starting point for a rebuild.
Okay, let's try this. So like Herb is a big. So what if we changed it to RJ in the 9? Work it however you want to, but it doesn't include Domas. Is that better than working with something with New Orleans that does include Domas?
Yeah,
that's the best of both worlds, right? Yeah, there.
Yes.
Like you, is. I think you guys have been on the side of like win now, and I've been more rebounding. You get a little bit of both with that.
That would be the best case scenario. I was about to sing, but I'm not going to do that. We'll keep that.
You for was the about car. To sing?
Yeah, we'll keep that for the car. But that is the best of both worlds.
Let me get this straight. You'll reel off 20 straight minutes of impressions, but you won't sing whatever song just popped in your head. That's where you draw the line.
Oh, why won't you sing the song, Kenny?
Oh, okay.
Kenny, what's his name?
I
Kenny,
got it.
What's his name?
Say
Kenny,
his name, Kenny.
Say his name.
Wow.
Say his name.
Say his name.
Say his name. Come on, we need this one today.
His name is wild, bro.
We need this one today. Come on, fix the vibes. I knew it.
Nah, man, we just going to keep it there, wow. Man. We going to keep it there.
Does Guru like this artist?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure.
Did he come on the show to defend this man?
Say his name is wild. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little tough, but
oh man,
it's done is done.
I'm trying to work on getting RJ here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it happens.
Mm.
They don't. As far as I can see, I put Jacoby Walker in there. That doesn't work out financially. And there's nobody really like Jacob Poeltl. I don't think that.
Jakob Poeltl?
Jakob Poeltl. Yeah, that's not going to get it done either. They don't have the people in the. In the range, like so. Well. I take that. Well, he's a free agent. I take that back. I'm about to say Chris Boucher, but he's a free agent. His $10 million would have been like perfect, but then you get into like Jacoby Walter and Abaji, and now it's like it's becoming too much. And you want the 9? Mm-hmm. Like that's asking too much for Domas. So, yeah, I don't know.
You think if Kenny opened up his Apple Music app, it.
Now, usually I don't do this, but
what the hell?
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah, we all knew what it was. We all knew what it was. Hey, what's the next song on your app, KC? Nah, we knew what it was. We knew what it was.
Hey, when the song plays, say nothing.
Look how happy this man
that's
looks.
A pop.
No, look how happy.
I told you guys a year ago.
My mind's telling me.
Look how happy this man looks. Look at bro. Look how happy this man is. Wow. We knew what you were doing. We
you
all
got another
knew.
One? You got another one?
No, that's no. You know what, though? I'm going to be honest.
Gosh.
I can't believe those songs are still in the system.
I was going to say, that's a lot right there.
Those songs are still there.
I told you guys a year ago. I did my time. I ain't doing the time with them.
See how happy
I ain't doing the time with them.
Record hit.
I just say roll the windows up if you got to do it.
And by the way, you wouldn't find anything on my Apple Music.
Because you use Tidal. Hey, by the way, That's how rich Kenny is. He has two music subscriptions. One, to hide the music he's not supposed to be listening to so it doesn't pop up on the screen.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie. We all family around here. I was listening to the Blue album about 3 weeks ago.
What's the Blue album?
The self-titled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man, this guy.
Coming in at number 8 on the R&B list, Redacted.
Well,
too low.
This will be at the next Sky River show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Redacted's greatest hits.
I was talking to the homies after the show, because we had an R&B discussion real quick. They're like, yeah, man, yeah, they tripping. He up there. He top three.
He up there.
I was like, I know. But
that was a wild 3 minutes.
I don't know how.
This man talking about I'm not gonna sing. Like, wait, what? Since when?
What, y'all know the song?
Oh.
Y'all know the song?
I don't, but
man, he killed it too.
Right? What song? What song was it?
Cause I said, because you were like, that would be the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah.
He bodied that one.
You were being clear. That song shouldn't count.
well, that's what Hov did to Watch the Throne.
That's right. We determined that with Kanye. If Hov's on it, it doesn't count.
You gotta turn down Space Jam when they play I Believe I Can Fly.
We gotta keep that playing, man. I'm sorry. It's too inspirational.
Well,
it's a great song. It's fine. It's a great song. I can't figure out how you get the 9, though. I can't figure out how you get the 9. So I think the best course of action, I'm with Jesse when you talk about.
9's best, Toronto, right? 7 is New Orleans.
I think 7 is real. Like, you can do that.
Why is 7 so much more?
Because I'm not attainable? Sure if I'm not saying
it feels like they need that pick.
I don't think so.
No,
you got Jordan Poole. Do whatever you want at the shooting guard. Maybe you use it on a shooting guard.
Did they?
You got Trey Murphy. You got Zion. You don't have a center. I don't think you're in the realm of getting a guy like Queen out of Maryland.
Are they the team that recently traded for the Pacers 23 as well?
I think so. I think they did. Yeah. I'm never gonna say you don't need the pick, but getting Jordan Poole changes the timeline a little bit, changes where you're at as a team. You don't, and with that seven pick, a lot of people are looking at Jeremiah Fears, who is a point guard, who is a Jordan Poole clone, but you're not gonna go after him no more. You know, you're going after I guess they can get the center out of Duke. I forgot his name. That's a good guy. I'm looking at the list right now. You could get Igor, who a lot of people like Igor out of BYU. He's a good ball player, too.
Well, yeah, they do have two first-round picks. They got pick 23 and pick 7. Maybe you figure, yeah, we'll take a guy like Domas for the 7th pick and draft another guy at 23.
Let me ask you this. Matter of fact,
Domas got some years on his deal, so it's not like he's just
you wanna hold
gone
off
the
on
next
that?
Year.
Yeah, let me wait.
I'm looking at the... All right, we'll come back. If Scott Perry's not going to do it, we're going to do it.
We'll do it live.
We'll see CeeLo and KC on ESPN 1320. Love the conversations that take place in the chatty house during the commercial break. If you've never checked this out on YouTube or Twitch or Twitter or something like that, especially like YouTube and Twitch, I encourage you to do that. Big thanks to everybody. we took some of our company gripes to the airwaves talking about how much this community has done building up the brand of D'Lo and KC and all of these different things we're trying to do. And y'all out there, I mean, Scooter and Leezy and Delivery Joe, who already owns everything on the website, y'all went out there and bought a bunch of stuff on the website, man. So that's pretty cool. We appreciate it. You're always welcome to go to DLOandKC.com to get some gear to rep the crew here. But y'all can stop. Like,
you sure?
We were serious. We were very serious. But we appreciate you guys. You do more than enough. But yeah, there were quite a few orders that
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Now Lil Ryan can have top ramen instead of just chicken noodle soup. Oh. Thanks, guys.
We got one more hour so we can get to 10,000 people. One more hour. Let's get those phones going. Come on, let's get those phones going, people.
Speaking of how young Jesse is, did you even see telethons? They don't even have
good question.
I've never sat through a telethon. I know what they are. I've seen videos of them, but I've never sat through a live one.
Have you ever used a landline?
Yeah, we still have a home phone and all. I know my house phone number and all that from back then.
You do have a home phone?
Well, used to, not anymore. Yeah.
Oh. Does Mr. Tapia have one?
No, not anymore.
Oh,
who has a landline? Come on.
Someone does.
Well, if you got cables, sometimes they try to get you with that with the bundles.
Yeah, you
got
to learn to say no. No, sorry. I don't need a fax machine. No, I'm good. That's fine. Thank you,
though. It does save money.
Does it?
Yeah, that's why you get it, because it's like, if you get the bundle, you save $50 a month. And you never use the landline, never.
I think they've also convinced people, you can't call the police if you don't have a landline.
Really?
It had something to do. I can't remember what the thing was. And I know that it actually was a thing. Cell phone carriers have since changed it. But I can't remember what the line was that they'd say, the police won't come if you don't have the landline.
Jesus.
Hold on, let me get this straight. You could ping a murderer's cell phone from 2 inches from the crime, but if I call because someone's breaking into my house, sir, you're calling from a cell phone. Sorry.
We can't respond to this.
Hey, but good luck, though.
Could be in Siberia for all we know right now.
Yeah, you could be.
What?
Wild. Wild times.
I was around for the pager, though, stuff like that.
Okay,
what are you telling? Yeah. No, you weren't.
That's alive. I didn't have a pager. My dad had a pager.
97. Oh.
It was still a thing.
When were you born?
Jesse, 96. The last day of 96. Bruh,
come
shout
on,
out,
bro.
Where? My dad had a pager.
I had a pager in 97. You didn't know nothing about no pager.
What do you mean?
My dad had a pager. You had a pager in 97.
Yeah, freshman year of high school.
I had one, but it didn't work. It was just for the outfit. You had to have one. You could just get a broken pager or someone that didn't work, and you just clip it on and it looked like you had one. I never had a pager turned on until I started working at KSFM and Metro Call was upstairs, and we got them Motorola two-way joints. Pager I ever had.
The two-way joints changed the game. Changed the game.
Russ in the chat, I was asking, Jesse, do you know what a phone booth looks like? Yeah, they still got phone booths now, Russ.
Do they?
At least, yeah, where you could see
them,
though.
They got pay phones. I don't know if they have phone booths.
No, they got phone booths.
Yeah.
Where are phone booths at?
They're around.
Well, I don't know. But
they're where they put the phone booths at.
I'm sure there's a phone booth.
I don't know. Hey, hit us somewhere. Up, right? Matter of fact, call us from a phone booth right now. 916-909-1320. Call us from a phone booth.
We'll give
there's
a t-shirt.
There's a movie with, what's his name? The guy that was the penguin. From
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Colin Farrell. Yeah, the phone booth. Yeah.
Did you see that, Jesse might have seen
That's a good movie. I think, is it Keith or Sutherland who voices the whole thing?
He's the caller.
Yeah, I think it's Keith. I think.
A boxing term when, like, nobody's backing down or running or anything. It's like they're fighting in a phone booth. Like, they're just real close to each other the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see when they had a fight in a phone booth?
Yes, that was awful.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, that was that was terrible. Terrible.
That was so ridiculous.
That's awful.
That was so ridiculous.
It was funny. It was funny as hell, but it was awful.
That was crazy.
I'm convinced, like, the internet was created just to make people dumber. Just like, what's the dumbest thing we can think of? Well, you know that expression, fighting in a phone booth? Let's do it. Let's fight in a phone. Like, if social media, serious question, if social media didn't exist, would that slap boxing, not slap boxing, but that slap thing, would that exist?
I don't know.
Maybe it'd be on ESPN3.
Maybe it brought in some new things, but I also feel like social media just kind of brought the world to the light. Like, now it's just out there. People are just crazy.
The conversation I always have with, like, my cousins and stuff like that. They're like, and I think social media is contributing, but was this stuff just going on before and we didn't see it? Like, in
it was
Georgia,
just a bigger platform
92,
for it.
Was this stuff going on?
But, like, what? Were people eating Tide Pods in 92?
Maybe.
Were Tide Pods?
But fights.
See, no, like, but I'm sure there was something. I'm sure there's some crazy back.
Of course, those were
always
happening.
I'm sure there was some crazy back then that kids in the 90s were doing or whatever. It's just.
What were we doing crazy?
I'm not that it was like you guys or whatever, but I'm sure there was a Tide Pods version of something back then.
What was the old Pop Rocks and sodas thing? Like, they tell you if you ate Pop Rocks and drank soda at the same time, you die.
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't that the urban legend?
I don't know if I heard that one.
Really? Pop Rocks and soda. Pop Rocks and soda myth. The Pop Rocks and soda myth claiming that consuming together causes a stomach explosion.
Oh, my goodness.
Is false. While the combination can lead to excessive gas and burping, there's no chemical reaction that would cause an explosion.
Oh, man. Now that you mentioned it,
bro, you couldn't tell me that when I was a kid. You could not tell me that Pop Rocks and soda weren't going to kill me.
Pop Rocks and soda.
Pop Rocks lost hella money because of this myth.
Pop Rocks rumors persisted that eating Pop Rocks and drinking soda would cause a person's stomach to boil and explode.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Oh, this is great.
I don't want those problems. Jesus.
Well, wasn't sitting in front of the TV playing video games or whatever, then your eyes go bad or whatever. Wasn't that a myth, too? My grandpa used to say, if you sit in front of the TV too long, whatever, your eyes are going to go bad.
I don't know if that's a myth. That's probably true.
Well, what about the one where if you're making a face and someone hits you on your back, your face is going to stay that way?
What?
You ain't never heard that one?
No.
Is it like if you're making a face and someone hits you on your back while you're making that face, your face could get stuck? That might have been an 80s one. That was
ass kids just scared for their lives, making sure they don't make a face because they get slapped.
They're making a face. Somebody hits them on the back. Hey, bro. Hey, what are you doing?
You've been stuck like this forever.
You play too much. You play too much.
He's acting like he was fouled. Hey. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
HP, you couldn't have the lights on in the car when you were driving?
Oh, yeah.
Mom, cops are going to pull us over right now.
I'm trying to read. I'm trying to read a book. Can't do it. Spectre had one up in there. I ain't even going to put that one on there on the screen, though.
Which one is it?
Not the one about your eyelids.
Yeah. Oh, before that?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I heard that, yeah.
Well, put it on the screen. I'm looking for it. Hold on. I'll find it.
Jesse. Oh, yeah, man.
It is. I'm not going to read it, but.
That's what I'm saying.
I heard that.
What does it say?
Drinking Mountain Dew will. Well, everyone knows. If I said, don't.
It'll hurt your reproduction.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, man, I was like, oh, no.
Mountain Dew's a crazy ass soda, though. I drank a Mountain Dew for the first time in a long time the other day, and I was like, this is not good at all.
I was going to say.
I haven't had one in a while.
And it was because there was nothing else to grab either.
I was going to say, Mountain Dew doing that to you is probably the least bad thing that Mountain Dew would do to you.
Yeah, is Mountain Dew. I liked Mountain Dew back in the day, and I don't know. I haven't had one in a while. I don't have a problem with it. But is it like kind of close to ginger ale now that I?
No. It's way sweeter. No. It's closer to juice.
No, it's like, yeah, carbonated gasoline. It is
it's not
bad.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. Carbonated gasoline and sugar.
Pretty sure it's banned in a lot of Europe.
It might be.
Well,
like
Skittles are banned too.
Yeah.
If they ever take Skittles from us, that's going to be tough.
If your car had an engine, which it doesn't, you could probably pour Mountain Dew on it and just clear like any rust or dirt or crud off it and just, oh, it's fine. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Oh man.
Goodness gracious.
Shout out to Hollywood Video while we reminisce.
Hollywood Video. You're big Hollywood Video as opposed to Blockbuster.
Yeah, we didn't go to Blockbuster. We had Hollywood Video around the corner.
Mm. Hollywood Video was dope. It was though Blockbuster was like, yo, we making a move tonight. Blockbuster. I'm trying to get WrestleMania 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just found a Reddit thread that says 90s urban legends. How many can you remember? Don't flash your high beams at a passing car that has their lights off. It's a gang initiation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
these are some of these are a little dark.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip some of these. Well, there's the Mountain Dew one right there near the top. Oh, Marilyn Manson played Paul in the Wonder Years.
Wait, what?
That's true. I mean, it's not, but I remember that legend, that myth.
Remember they said, I ain't even going to say that.
Swimming pools have a chemical that will turn blue if you pee in it.
Wasn't that true?
Wasn't that movie Grown Ups?
Yep. I remember this one, the green M&M's one.
What?
The green M&M's allegedly were the blue chew of their day.
Come on.
There's no, stop. No.
That's a shoe. Now that's the shoe. They said the green M&M's, you know, gave you a little boost. It is. Jesse speechless.
And I wonder why we are where we are today. Oh, we're popping green M&M's. Like, oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I forgot about them green M&M's.
We're going to have a night. I got some green M&M's on me. We're going to have a night.
I hadn't heard that one.
You never heard the green M&M's one?
No. Oh, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.